Our story begins at Marilyn's apartment, where Blake has just arrived.
Blake, I'm so glad you're finally here. There's something that I need to talk to you about tonight.
Marilyn, before you get started, I think there's something I need to tell you first. It's something that's happened, and I'm hoping in time you'll understand.
Welcome to the continuing story of Scripts and Scruples.
Something has happened? What are you talking about, Blake? It sounds so ominous.
Well, I want you to know how much you've come to mean to me, Marilyn.
Blake, I do know. You don't have to convince me of that.
And that's why I have to be completely honest with you about my life.
I don't understand.
Marilyn, when I was in high school, I fell madly in love with another student. We were torn apart by our fathers, and it broke my heart. I was never the same after that happened. I basically disowned my father at that point. I wasn't even sure how he had done it, but I knew he had.
I'm sure that was devastating for you at the time, but what does it have to do with now?
That person, my first love, came back into my life earlier this year.
Oh, I see.
So much time and distance had come between us that we hardly had anything to say to each other.
Well, that's natural. You both moved on.
That's what I thought, too, at first. But as the year went on, I realized that I wasn't as over as I had thought.
What are you saying?
I'm saying that over the past couple of months, we've grown closer to the point of realizing that we owe it to ourselves and each other to give our love one more chance.
What? Are you telling me you've been seeing someone the entire time we've been dating?
No, not at first. But for the past month, yes. Marilyn, I'm so sorry.
Oh my God, I can't believe I'm hearing this. Who is she? Do I know this woman?
Yes, Marilyn, you know him. The person I'm talking about is Matt Malone.
In the living room of Larissa's penthouse, Alexandra is talking with Andrew.
Alex, if you came over here to give me another lecture about Connie, then you're wasting your breath.
Well, I thought I'd cover that again, of course. But I'm really here to see if you've heard the latest Larissa news.
What, she had the baby already?
No, not yet. But she may be getting out of jail soon.
Excuse me? What did you say? She got a 5-year sentence for stabbing someone she thought was me.
For murder. But it looks like Larissa didn't murder Turner after all.
What the hell are you talking about, Alex? Is this some stupid joke?
Turner didn't die because of Larissa's stab wound. He died because a doctor at the New York hospital botched his surgery after he was stabbed.
She still stabbed him, and she needs to stay in jail.
Well, word on the street is she might be able to work a deal to get released soon. And if that happens, your dreams of a happy life with Connie are going to go up in smoke.
At Marilyn's apartment, Blake has just told Marilyn about Matt.
Matt Malone? Your high school lover was another guy?
I know, I've never given you any indication that I was anything other than a heterosexual man, but Matt was the first person I was ever with sexually. As an adult, I've been with women and men, but I've never been in love again. It was just sex.
Oh, so you mean what we've been doing for the last 6 months is just sex to you? I thought I actually meant something to you, Blake. You've told me that over and over.
You do, Marilyn. I think the world of you.
Oh, really? Now, isn't that comforting?
I knew you were going to be angry. I totally understand that.
How generous of you. Wait a minute. Have you been sleeping with Matt while we were together? Were you?
Only since Thanksgiving.
Thanksgiving? Please don't tell me you were late to our Thanksgiving dinner because you were in bed with Matt Malone. Oh, my God, you were.
Marilyn, I never meant for any of this to happen. I would never hurt you for anything in the world.
Oh, no? Well, it's too late for that, Blake. You just ripped my heart out and stomped on it. But at least you got this off your chest. You can go crawl back into bed with Matt with a clear conscience.
Marilyn, your friendship has helped me so much. I have a lot of respect for you as a person and as a friend.
Well, you take your respect and stick it, Blake. I don't need your respect or your friendship. I think it's time for you to go.
I really don't want to leave things like this with you, Marilyn.
Just what did you expect was going to happen here, Blake? Did you think I was going to tell you and Matt to have a happy life together? You're a liar. You're a cheat and a snake. Don't you ever contact me again.
Marilyn, please let me explain. I feel like I haven't said half of what I came here to say.
Oh, you've said plenty, you asshole. I want you out of here.
Fine, I'll go, but...
Out! Get out! Get out! Get out!
Take care of yourself.
Take care of myself? Oh, God, what do I do now?
Join us again tomorrow for another exciting episode of Scripts and Scruples, a Radio Logger production.